The first song is, it's called At Last. It's from Book 1, Canto 4 of Savitri, the Book of Beginnings, the Secret Knowledge. In this canto, there's a large section on the two who are one, and how this whole wide world of us is only a play of he and she. They play in many worlds, and our pleasure and pain are their wrestle and embrace. She moves a seeming puppet of an hour, even in his mortal session in body's house. An aimless traveler between birth and death, ephemeral dreaming of immortality. To reign she spurs him, he takes up her powers. He has harnessed her to the yoke of her own law. His face of human thought puts on a crown, held in her leash, bound to her veiled caprice. Although she drives him on her fancy's roads, at play with him, at with her child or slave, to freedom and eternal's mastery, an immortality stand above the world. She moves a seeming puppet of an hour. At last he wakes to a memory of self. He sees within the face of deity. The Godhead breaks out through the human mold. Her highest highs she unmasks and is his mate. He studies her ways, if so he may prevail. Even for an hour, and she work out his will. He makes of her his moment, passion serve. To obey she feigns, she follows her creature's lead. For him she was made, lives only for his use. But conquering her, then is he most her slave. He is her dependent, all his means are hers. Nothing without her he can, she rules him still. Till then he is a plaything in her game, her seeming regent, yet her fancy's toy, a living robot moved by her energy springs. He acts as in the movement of a dream. An automaton stepping in the grooves of fate. He stumbles on, driven by her whip of force. His thought labors, a bullock in time's fields. is where he thinks his home is shaped in her forge. Although she drives him on her fancy's roads, at play with him, as with her child or slave, to freedom and eternal mastery, and immortality stands above the world. She moves a seeming puppet of an hour. At last he wakes to a memory of self. He sees within the face of deity the God that breaks out through the human mold. Her highest high she unmasks and is his mate. Obedient to world nature's dumb control, driven by his own formidable power, his chosen partner in the Titan game, her will he has made the master of his fate. Her whim the dispenser of his pleasure and pain, he has sold himself into her regal power for any blow or boon that she may choose, even in what is suffering to our sense. He feels the sweetness of her mastering touch. In all experience meets her blissful hands. On his heart he bears the happiness of her tread, and the surprise of her arrival's joy in each event and every moment's chance. Although she drives him on her fancy's roads, at play with him, as with her child or slave, to freedom and eternal's mastery, and immortality stands above the world. She moves a seeming puppet of an hour. At last he wakes to a memory of self. He sees within the face of deity the Godhead breaks out through the human mold. Her highest height he unmasked and is his mate. All she can do is marvelous in his sight. He revels in her, a swimmer in her sea, a tireless amateur of her world delight. He rejoices in her every thought and act, and gives consent to all that she can wish. Whatever she desires, he wills to be the spirit, the innumerable one. He has left behind his lone eternity. He is an endless birth in endless time, a finite's multitude in an infinite space. Although she drives him on her fancy's roads, at play with him, as with her child or slave, to freedom and eternal mastery. And immortality stands above the world. She moves a seeming puppet of an hour. At last he wakes to a memory of self. He sees within the face of deity. The Godhead breaks out through the human mold. Her highest Hythian mast and is his maid. The next song is of Book 1, Canto 3, the Book of Beginnings, the Yoga of the Kings, the Yoga of the Soul's Release. In this canto, Sri Aurobindo tells us how King Aswatthi grows into his larger self. He experiences heavenlier states and large, wide, poised upliftings. But in the beginning, all these higher states could not last long. There is too much of the old pool, of all that is still subconscious. The high saving touch can last only a while. That's also the name of the song, only a while. The restless nether members tire of peace, a nostalgia of old little works and joys, a need to call back small familiar selves to tread the accustomed and inferior way, the need to rest in a natural pose of fall, as a child who learns to walk and walk not long, replace the titan will forever to climb. On the heart's altar, dim the sacred fire. An old pool of subconscious chords renews. It draws the unwilling spirit from the heights. Or a dull gravitation drags us down to the blind driven inertia of our base. This too the supreme diplomat can use. He makes our fall a mean for greater rise. For into ignorant nature's gusty field, into the half-ordered chaos of mortal life, the formless power, the self of eternal light, following the shadow of the spirit, descend. Only a while, only a while at first. These heavenlier states, these large white poised upliftings could endure. The high and luminous tension breaks too soon. The body's stone stillness and the life's hushed trance, the breathless might and calm of silent mind. Or slowly they fail as sets a golden day. Or slowly they fail as sets a golden day. The twin duality forever one. chooses its home in the tumult of the sands. He comes unseen into our darker parts, and curtained by the darkness does his work. A subtle and all-knowing guest and guide, till they too feel the need and will to change. All here must learn to obey a higher law. Our body cells must hold the immortal's flame. Else would the spirit reach alone its source, leaving a half-saved world to a dubious fate. Nature would have a labor unredeemed, our earth would have a spin unhelped in space, and this immense creation's purpose fail, till at last the frustrated universe sank undone. Even its godlike strength to writhe must fall, his greater consciousness withdrew behind. Dim and eclipsed, his human outside strove to feel again the old sublimities. Bring the high saving touch, the ethereal flame, call back to its dire need, the divine force. Only a while, only a while at first, these heavenlier states, these large white poised upliftings could endure. The high and luminous tension breaks too soon, the body's stone stillness and the life's hushed trance, the breathless might and calm of silent might. Oh, slowly they fail as sets a golden day. Oh, slowly they fail as sets a golden day. Always the power poured back like sudden rain. Oh, slowly in its breast a presence grew. It clambered back to some remembered height, or soared above the peak from which it fell. Each time he rose, there was a larger poise, a dwelling on a higher spirit plane. The light remained in him a longer space, in this oscillation between earth and heaven. In this ineffable communion's climb, there grew in him as grows a waxing moon, the glory of the integer of his soul, a union of the real with the unique, a gaze of the alone from every face, the presence of the eternal in the hours. Only a while, only a while at first, these heavenlier states, these large white poised upliftings could endure. The high and luminous tension breaks too soon, the body's stone stillness and the life's hushed trance, the breathless might and calm of silent mind. Oh, slowly they fail as sets a golden day. Oh, slowly they fail as sets a golden day. Let's do I Hail Thee, I call it I Hail Thee. It's from book 10, canto 4. And the book of Double Twilight. And the canto is called The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real. The debate of Savitri with death goes on and on. Every time death challenges Savitri with new questions, but at last Savitri answers no more. She reveals her divinity in all its force. And then finally, death releases Satyavan. Savitri looked on death and answered not. And 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 answered not. And answered not. Almost it seemed as if in a symbol shape the world's darkness had consented to heaven light, and God needed no more the inconscient scream. A mighty transformation came on her. Almost it seemed as if in a symbol shape the world's darkness had consented to heaven light, and God needed no more the inconscient scream. A mighty transformation came on her, came on her, came on her. A halo of the indwelling deity, the immortal's luster that lit her face. The halo of the indwelling deity, the immortal's luster that lit her face, and tended its radiance in her body's house, and tended its radiance in her body's house. Overflowing made the air a luminous sea. Overflowing made the air a luminous sea. Luminous sea. Her forehead span vaulted the omniscient's gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. Her forehead span vaulted the omniscient's gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. The power that from her being summit rained came down and held the center in her brow. It stirred in the lotus of her throat of song. It glided into the lotus of her heart. It poured into her navel's lotus depth. Broke into the cave where coiled world energy sleeps, and smote the thousand-hooded serpent force that blazing towered and clasped the world self above. That blazing towered and clasped the world self above. And Savitri looked on death and answered not. 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 And answered not. And answered not. And darkness saw God's living reality. Then a voice was heard that seemed the stillness self, or the low calm utterance of infinity, when it speaks to the silence in the heart of sleep, heart of sleep. And darkness saw God's living reality. Then a voice was heard that seemed the stillness self, or the low calm utterance of infinity, when it speaks to the silence in the heart of sleep, heart of sleep, heart of sleep. A halo of the indwelling deity, the immortal's luster that had lit her face. A halo of the indwelling deity, the immortal's luster that had lit her face, and tented its radiance in her body's house, and tented its radiance in her body's house, overflowing made the air a luminous sea, overflowing made the air a luminous sea. Luminous sea. Her forehead span voted the omniscience gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. Her forehead span voted the omniscience gaze. Her eyes were two stars that watched the universe. I hail thee, almighty and victorious death, thou grandiose darkness of the infinite. Thou art my shadow and my instrument. I have given thee thy awful shape of dread. But now, O timeless mightiness, stand aside and leave the path of my incarnate force. Relieve the radiant God from thy black mask. Release the soul of the world called Satyavan. Release the soul of the world called Satyavan. And Savitri looked on death and answered not. 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 And answered not, and answered not. Freed from thy clutch of pain and ignorance, that he may stand master of life and fate, man's representative in the house of God, the maid of wisdom and the spouse of light, eternal bridegroom of the eternal bride. Freed from thy clutch of pain and ignorance, that he may stand master of life and fate, man's representative in the house of God, the maid of wisdom and the spouse of light, eternal bridegroom of the eternal bride, eternal bride, eternal bride. And Savitri looked on death and answered not. 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 And answered not. And answered not. Okay, one last. That's also from the last canto of Savitri, from the last book, from the epilogue, book 12, The Return to Earth. The song is called The Chariot. Sri Aurobindo describes how Savitri and Satyavan return to Earth after having made, as Savitri says, their golden change, the conquest of death. It's a chariot of victory. The entangling verges free they came into a dimness of the sleeping earth and traveled through our faint and slumbering plains. Murmur and movement and the tread of men. Murmur and movement and the tread of men. The night solitude, the neigh of steeds, rose from that indistinct and voiceful sea of life, and all along its marches swell the rhyme of hooves, the chariot's homeward voice, drawn by white manes upon a high-roofed car. Drawn by white manes upon a high-roofed car. In flare of the unsteady torches went with linked hands Satyavan and Savitri, hearing a marriage march and nuptial hymn. Where waited them the many-voiced human world, human world. Numberless the stars swam on their shadowy field, describing in the gloom the ways of light. Numberless the stars swam on their shadowy field, describing in the gloom the ways of life. Then while they skirted yet the southward verge, lost in the halo of her musing brows, night splendid with the moon dreaming in heaven. In silver peace possessed her luminous reign. In silver peace possessed her luminous reign. She brooded through a stillness on a thought, deep guarded by a mystic folds of light. She brooded, she brooded through her stillness on a thought, deep guarded by her mystic folds of light. And in her bosom nursed a greater dawn, and in her bosom nursed a greater dawn.
There's a set of 6 CDs.
No? Five.
Five.
Yeah.
They are available from our information desk, but that not just now, it's closed.
Complete Savitri?
Complete?
No. But well, it goes on.
There's one from the beginning, we just had the one from the end.
Yeah, you know, it differs. And but it goes on and on, so yeah. Martin, so yeah.
How long have you been writing these songs?
Well, writing not, of course. Eh? I mean, No, it started about
the musical part.
Well, 3-4 years ago, I think it started. And because all of a sudden friends wanted me to come to them again. I was very much on my own, always doing the yoga. And then Shradavan came. And they used that as a reason to attract me to come. Then I did that, and then at the same time there came songs at Savitri. I don't know how, but anyway, they came. So, and from that moment it did not stop anymore.
There's a group in the Netherlands who are meeting 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And since 2007, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And so each time Hans has to provide something new.
Yeah, well, and I hardly...
It wasn't there. Songs were recorded here and relayed.
Yeah, also, yeah. But you know, I'm not a master in playing guitar. I only knew a few things, and I use this very often, and then you can make much of it. But I'm really myself also surprised that still there come new tunes and new... They just fall out. Yeah, it's incredible, you know. It goes on and on. Yeah, yeah. So that's wonderful. Yeah.
I always think it's miraculous how these lines of Shobindo's poem.
Yeah.
How well they fit.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And the first thing when I start, you know, when the tune is there, then sometimes it's a bit, but do you sing it again? And it's as if it fits in each other, you know? And yeah, yeah. I also don't understand it, but yeah. Well, maybe that's also not necessary. No. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. Okay.